This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner. Business. Occasions. Or just because. InterimRestaurant.com.
Howie, it's so big. Robert Irwin Jewelers only does it once a year.
We're having our annual half-off sale this Friday and Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get half off everything in the store.
Everything in the store, all four locations, is half off.
With the exception of loose diamonds.
How about engagement rings?
Half off.
Diamond pendants?
Half off.
Watches?
Are you just trying to see how I say half off?
I like you with half off.
All half off.
Thank you, Howie. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
2 days only, this Friday and Saturday. All four locations, but don't go online for this one. In-store only.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got to say.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to September 18th. It is hump day. We're getting through the work week. And when John Martin puts the eyeball emojis on this show, that means it's usually going to be a big one. So I'm going to sit back because I feel like it's coming. Ready to get to work. Got a big show lined up for you in the middle, too, John. I know you don't care. Of a pretty tight race in baseball in the NL Central. My gosh, John, only like 11-10 games left. It's weird how that's a whole other world that you don't care about. You know, I know baseball is dead.
Yes.
But there's actually a little race for the playoffs going on that I'm all tense about. I think the Cards got a game this afternoon. Forget baseball. We're not going to talk about that because it feels like there's going to be a lot of Memphis basketball-themed news today.
There very well could be, Jason. Right. There very well could be. We do have a big show today. You're right. Anytime the eyeballs come out, that means something big is cooking. Mm-hmm. And we do have a big show planned for you today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Mark Giannotto. Mark Giannotto joins us every single Wednesday. He is the Commercial Appeal sports columnist, and he hosts, of course, Giannotto and Jeffrey every afternoon from 2 to 4. We will talk to Mark Giannotto about Memphis basketball. What are we, like less than a week away from practice starting? I mean, it's all here for mm-hmm. Memphis basketball. I mean, it's about to get underway. Memphis Madness is basically 2 weeks away. So there is a lot going on, and it is all happening fast over at the University of Memphis. We'll talk to Mark about all of that at 11:25. At 12:25, are you interested at all? Could I interest you in an interview centered around Jalen Green?
Oh, yeah.
Can I interest you in that?
I'm interested.
You know, what we like to do every year around this time is we really like to get familiar, right? We like to get familiar with everybody that that the University of Memphis is looking at, that mm-hmm. they are recruiting, especially if they're a priority the way that Jalen Green is a priority mm-hmm. for the University of Memphis. He's already said he's going to announce his college commitment on Christmas Day. So what we're going to do at 12:25 is we're going to catch up with Jalen Green's stepfather, Marcus Green.
Okay.
He is going to join us for the first time on the show, and I talked a little bit with him last night. And you're not going to want to miss this because he is not that parent who is going to necessarily mince words or hold back.
Okay.
He's a very blunt guy, very direct guy.
Good.
And I enjoyed our conversation yesterday, and I think we will enjoy the conversation. I think you will enjoy the conversation today at 12:25. We'll ask him about Jalen Green, who's going to be in here, obviously, for Memphis Madness. The news this week was that Jalen and Kentucky, quote-unquote, parted ways.
Right.
So we will get into all that with Marcus.
I saw, too, where he said his kid's 100% going to college.
Yes.
He told Evan Daniels that. But, you know, I remember there was a while, about a month ago, whatever, we were, hey, is he going to go to college? You know, there was that question. That news came out. It was fake news we saw. That was coming out of Sportando, wasn't it?
Yes, Sportando.
So, anyway, nice to see that with this one, at least, nobody's pulling a Rod Hampton here, right, where you got
well,
a
we
final
certainly
three,
would hope
and then
not.
You're headed off to play for the pros. So.
I couldn't handle that one again.
My gosh.
Anyway, we're going to be joined by Marcus Green. Did you just get a SportsCenter alert?
I don't know if that was me.
Okay. Somebody got a SportsCenter alert.
Maybe it was me.
I just want to make sure we're not missing any huge news, man.
Marcus Green coming on 12:25
yeah.
J&J.
Marcus Green is coming on at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Anthony Sain going to join us like always. We will talk to him. There is a video clip out there of Lonzo Ball and his father getting into it about the Big Baller Brand.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it, and it's kind of sad in a way, you know, given sort of everything we know about LeVar and that relationship.
It's basic evidence of what I told you was going to happen if this kept up, if LeVar kept doing what he's doing, which was basically putting an X on his kid's back, was that his kid's going to end up resenting him. And you know, this may be the start of that, John. It may already be already in the middle of it, and you just kind of see it. But yeah, man, it was tough to watch, and I guess they want you to see it because it's on that Facebook show.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So anyway, we will talk to Anthony in studio at 1:25. So that is the show today. You are not going to want to miss it. But we figured, listen, with Memphis basketball practice starting next week. And then shortly after that, Memphis Madness taking place. We've already given you the performers. We've already given you the lineup in terms of Memphis Madness 2019. The OJs will be performing their hit single, mm-hmm. Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
One of the best ones. Don't
you want to go?
Stairway to Heaven does not get the love that it deserves.
How do you? Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't.
How do you know that is what? I mean, you got. How do you know?
How do I know what? What part?
That Stairway to Heaven doesn't get the love that it deserves.
Well, because if you look up the OJ's
great... You shocked me with that statement.
If you look up the OJ's greatest hits, Stairway to Heaven is not on any of them. And so, anyway, they would be...
What'd you see? For Love, Money?
Yeah, I mean, that exactly. Okay. But Stairway to Heaven will be, I believe, that will be their closing song. Mm-hmm. They only have two. So they'll play Money, and they will play Stairway to Heaven to close out. So you already know the performer side of things, and we're glad to get that kind of out of the way.
Yep.
But I think what people are most interested in is who's going to be there recruiting-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is going to be in the building? Who is going to be inside FedEx Forum in terms of recruiting at Memphis Madness?
Well, you mentioned one.
Yeah, Jalen Green, we know, will be there on an official visit to the University of Memphis. This will be a second official visit to the University of Memphis, obviously, because the new legislation in the NCAA is that juniors can take official visits as well now,
mm-hmm.
too. If you think back to last year, and we've talked about this before, like, and I don't think we should shy away from it now, Memphis Madness is an incredibly important tool in recruiting. It just is. Like, historically, Memphis gets kids that are there for Memphis Madness. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think it's 100%, but I think it's, like, 75, 80%. Like, I think they have a really good batting average when it comes to kids who attend that event specifically.
Wasn't Boogie there that last year?
And Boogie was there.
You didn't get him immediately.
No.
But it was obviously still on the brain.
No doubt.
When he obviously gets out of that letter of intent with Duke.
Yep.
And heads over to Memphis. And so, I mean, that was a case where one didn't pick it immediately, but later on, and having been there, you know, Memphis is the school he picked. So you can argue it certainly helped with Boogie as well.
Precious was in the building.
Precious was in the
for
building
Memphis
as well.
Madness.
Right.
He ended up obviously mm-hmm. signing with the university of Memphis. James Wiseman, it was all about James Wiseman at Memphis Madness, even predating Penny, you know. Shaq Goodwin was in the building
absolutely.
For Memphis Madness,
yeah.
You know. Austin Nichols was in the building
baseline.
For Memphis Madness. He canceled an official visit to Auburn to attend Memphis Madness. So
help turn the tide, we think.
It is just it is a marquee event for that school in that program. And it will, I think it will prove yet again to be that, especially for the out of towners, right? Mm-hmm. Especially for the out of towners who, you know, are coming in and don't necessarily know what to expect, you know, like they hear about Memphis and they hear about the fan base and they hear how crazy it gets for college basketball, but then they see it, you know, before the game start at Memphis Madness. And it's just it's a different deal, you know,
no question about it.
And I think that is sort of what Memphis always is angling to do with this event. So let's just kind of go through really quickly who we have confirmed right now as coming to Memphis Madness. You got to think, like, they're going to be kids from 2021, 2022.
Exactly. You go down through the classes.
But in terms of, you know, in terms of the immediate 2020 guys, like, I'm expecting Musa to be there. I'm expecting Kennedy Chandler to be. Like,
of
if
course.
They're in town, they
those
will.
2021 guys.
You know, they will be there.
Right.
But in terms of the 2020 class, which mm-hmm. is this one, you're sort of, Memphis has been hustling. They've been all around the damn world, it feels like, this week, trying to put this thing together. It sounds, though, as though Isaiah Todd was supposed to be in town this weekend.
Right.
The five-star big out of Word of God.
Is he moving it?
But his mom tweeted this week that they are trying to reschedule it for October. And if you're going to reschedule it for October, one weekend seems to make sense, more sense than the other.
Absolutely.
And that would be Memphis Madness weekend. So maybe Isaiah Todd, the five-star big man.
People assuming that, yeah.
Yeah, is in for Memphis Madness. There's a point guard in 2021 named Devin Askew. He's a five-star kid.
Mm-hmm.
Says he's announcing his commitment soon, or at least he's going to have a date soon. The word is he's probably going to reclassify. Now, I don't know if that's a Kentucky deal there, but he is going to have an unofficial visit to Memphis during Memphis Madness. So he could end up being, you know, he could end up being a 2020 prospect.
Okay.
So yep. He is going to be there. At least that's the plan as of right now. Jalen Green, we know, is going to be there. Chris Moore, West Memphis standout, who was initially supposed to take his official visit, I believe, last month mm-hmm. to Memphis. He moved it for Memphis Madness because, again, everybody wants to experience that. Everybody wants to soak that in. Everybody wants to see that building packed. It's just different when you take an official visit in August and go to a football game, right?
Right.
Than it is when you go to Memphis. Like, you're not going to play football. You're not going to be on the Liberty Bowl field. You're going to be on the court at FedEx Forum, and you want to get a sense of what that looks like, how that sounds, what that feels like. So that makes way more sense. And then one other confirmed 2020 visitor for Memphis Madness is a kid named Jalen Scrub. We have not talked
this
a lot about
JUCO?
Him. Yeah, he's
okay.
A JUCO kid. And very skilled, you know. I mean, I think this makes a lot of sense for Memphis because
but he's 6'5", 6'6", right?
Oh, yeah, he's a big kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it makes sense, I think, for Memphis to go after him because, A, he's, you know, he's a good player, but, B, he's experienced. You know, like, he's a little bit older than your typical one-and-done type. And I just think when you're building out a roster.
Oh, they've shown they want to go after those types.
No doubt. Like, yeah. It's good to have a blend of the Isaiah Stokes who have transferred in, the Jalen Scrubs who went to, you know, if they had it their way, Rajon Tucker would be on this roster
right
now.
So you've got a nice mix, and it's not all freshmen and sophomores.
So, yeah, exactly. So, and I think they're sharp enough to understand that over there. So that's what we know so far about Memphis Madness. We're just over 2 weeks away. I think tomorrow will be 2 weeks to the day away from Memphis Madness. And, you know, this is sort of, you know, this is where Memphis kind of makes their mark
yeah.
in recruiting.
Question. If Greg Brown is not going to be there, should I be concerned? Texas big.
I don't really think so.
That you feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Memphis is still in good position for.
Oh,
really
no,
good position.
No question about that. I mean, yeah. I think Memphis is in great position with Greg Brown.
We're just talking about how we think this could make a difference in terms of
yeah.
the guys that are going to be there.
Yeah.
What about for a Greg Brown? Should I not be concerned?
No, you would.
I
mean, you would love for him to be there, but he's still taking his visit, and he's taking his visit on a game day. Like he said on record, he wants to be there for the Anthony Edwards game.
For the Anthony Edwards,
you know,
game. He's chosen that's his.
And
shot
he's still, so he's still going to get like he's actually that environment might be better, you know, because it's an actual game,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're actually going to see the team. He's actually going to see how they play. So that actually might end up being.
You like the idea of spreading them, especially Jalen and him having them on separate visits. And I say this for this reason, John. Remember last year when we talked about Madness
yep.
and how it affected DJ Jeffries? Remember that?
Yep.
Madness last year felt like, and for many reasons, you saw him on the Jumbotron. But if it sort of felt like it was made for James Wiseman last
yep.
year.
Yep, yep,
and so,
yep.
So I just wonder, when you've got two high profile guys like that for the class you're getting for the next year, not 2021, because obviously they're all going to be there,
right.
Musa and Kennedy. But I just wonder if having them separate, right, where you can roll out and sort of put that attention on each one separately.
Right.
Greg Brown, Jalen. I wonder if that's not a good thing.
Well,
I
no.
If you can't use that to your advantage, if you know what I mean.
I think that's definitely true.
Because that's the one thing is when you've got all these guys in here, we just talked about how great it can be and how useful it can be. When you've got them all in here, you have a chance, at least, potential,
right,
for one to feel slighted or, hey, this looked like it was meant more for this recruit and not as much for me. We saw it with Jeffries. Now, Penny goes right, does the in-home, fixes all of that. Tells the Jeffries family, hey, you guys are priority. But it was that. Remember talking to Dad?
Yep.
It was that sort of madness feeling, hey, is this, or are we still a priority? That was an issue.
It was.
That they had to eventually correct. And, and I just wonder if you can't use that to your advantage with Green and Brown.
Oh,
they're
both
like, you know, top 10, top 12 guys
now, we'll see
in this
next
class.
We'll see if Isaiah Todd ends up, you know, coming in the same weekend or what happens there. I saw an interview with him yesterday or this morning where he said he really hasn't talked to Penny yet. So there probably is some work to be done there, mm-hmm, from what it sounds like. And Memphis has a lot of irons. And that's what's interesting about this class is that, like, going into September of last year, like, we really had an idea of who Memphis had a great shot with, right? Like, who was likely going to end up being members of the class. We knew they really were going to – they were probably going to get James. We knew they already had Malcolm. And we knew they were probably going to end up getting DJ Jeffries. Right.
Yeah. Back then it was Trenton Watford. Remember
Trenton
that
Watford? Yep. He was a priority. But we at least knew that, you know, we had the local sort of talent here in Memphis.
Oh, yes. Locally, yes.
That you just knew were more than likely going to end up at the University of Memphis. This class is different because it feels like a million different ways it could go. You know, like they could end up getting Isaiah Todd. They could end up getting Greg Brown. They could end up getting Jalen Green. They could end up getting, you know, Devin Askew or Jalen. Like, it just feels like there are a lot of, you know, different ways this class could end up settling in. But what you're reminded of is that all of these kids, for the most part, are top 10, top 15,
right,
top 20. And Memphis legitimately has a shot, like in a vacuum, right? Like in a vacuum with each of these kids.
Yeah, we touched on this yesterday, but it's worth repeating that's why you love the way the 2021 class is shaping up, that you've got two of those here locally. Like John said, you felt this time last year with the locals, like James, like with Malcolm, you were in really good shape. And it feels like it'll start, you know, it's already started, but it'll continue with their appearance at Madness. But for the Musa Cissés, John, and for the Kennedy Chandlers, you're going to have those guys here, and it's such an advantage, like you talked about. Last year, we already felt like those guys, Penny's got the relationships, they're probably – and this time next year, I imagine you're feeling much like that after Musa's been here for a season. You know, after you've again had Kennedy Chandler, you know, you're telling him for another year, hey, you got to come, those two playing this summer together, that kind of thing. And so, anyway, it all – that's why, again, you look at that 2021 class, and it just shapes up so beautifully with the way that, you know, the way things have lined up with Musa coming down from New York, obviously, and with Kennedy's rise, my goodness, he's popped up and now arguably the best point guard in the country.
Yeah, and you can't, you know, you obviously can't forget Jaden Springer either. You know, Memphis still definitely trying to make that happen.
You're the one telling us that they got a chance to flip it.
Well, they're trying.
The rest of the country's trying to tell us he's going to Tennessee.
I mean, they are, all I can tell you is I don't want to be known as like the guy who says,
there's no point in doing it, John, and running against that current if you don't think there's an absolute chance, right? What's the point of standing in the way if everybody believe, you know, if you believe it? My point, you wouldn't do it unless you had a reason. That's the point. And anytime you can get those guys on for an official, you know, and Memphis clearly feels good about it. They go see him again. You gotta think there's a chance for Penny and that staff.
Yeah, I mean, I think sort of what they have done.
I saw the mom too. I saw that tweet.
I mean, maybe she put one out for Michigan. If she did, I didn't see it. I mean, you had to dig pretty deep.
The family photo from the Tiger thing.
Yeah.
Did she? Yeah.
I don't know if she did one for Michigan.
Yeah. They look pleased.
I mean, that was the intel that I got was that the family was impressed by the visit. Now, again, it's easy to be impressed. Like, how can you not be impressed by the visit?
Coaching staff and those facilities. Exactly. I think we're starting to take the facilities for granted. It's part of why they've done so well. Again, you got to thank Bill Lorry for that one.
You know, like I'm just sort of playing with the calculator here,
and
like,
many others.
Like if the class calculator, if Memphis gets Jalen Green, Greg Brown, and Chris Moore, like if that's their class,
uh-huh,
which it could be a three man class. Who knows?
You feel good about all three of those right now.
That would put you as the number two class in America right now. Kentucky probably has a lock on number one.
People feel like they'll be back to sort of that having that number one class again.
And. just because they've already got Terrence Clark, who reclassified. They already got B.J. Boston, you know. So they have a great head start. It'd take a lot. I don't think Memphis has the numbers this year to go back to back with number one.
It kind of becomes about the number of prospects you got, right? You got to have 5, 6, 7 guys. Yes. Sometimes that helps you. Did you realize this though? I was reading this over on KSR a little bit about, you know, Terrence Clark and committing to Kentucky. Did you realize in 4 consecutive recruiting classes to look at Kentucky's sort of what they're Kentucky had failed to secure a commitment from a top 5 talent?
Really?
You know who the last one was?
Who's
top
that?
5 guy.
Who's that?
According to this. This is KSR. This is their recruiting reporters saying this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, their last guy, top 5. Take a stab.
Skull?
Yep.
Wow.
That De'Aaron Fox was 6. And until Terrence.
That was 15.
They hadn't had one since Skull Abyssia. And it was John, you know, they were asking John, you know.
That's 4 years.
That's what I'm saying. It's a four consecutive recruiting classes didn't have a top 5 guy.
Until Terrence Clark.
That's the point of this, that he ended the streak there. But would you have said that?
No, I probably would not have guessed
that. Where they usually are?
Yeah.
And again, you get
But I guess Duke's resurgence.
You can, a lot of people think De'Aaron Fox, you know, hey, in my top 5, he was top 5 for me.
Yeah.
And again, I think at 247, he was number 6. But did you realize it had been that long? And again, they ended with Terrence. But some people would say, you know, Caliban striking out a little bit, at least on the top 5.
Yeah, so anyway, Memphis Madness is going to be lit once again. Got the OJs coming in. Tyler Perry will be there, front row.
Black excellence.
And so it's going to be absolutely a night to remember. And the kid, you know, the recruits they've got coming in. And again, I expect that list to include Kennedy. I expect that list to include Musa if they're around, if they're in town. It always does. You know, it always does. So
I'd be shocked if those two weren't there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a problem if they're not there. I mean, it's not a problem. Like, maybe they just have something going on. Like, Lausanne takes college trips once a month. So I don't know. But, you know, I think you can expect that. It's going to be that kind of evening inside FedEx Forum.
When's the first game, Joe?
The first Memphis game?
Yeah, you're talking about madness and all
that. I mean, you tell me, man. I'm waiting on that schedule.
November 5th, South Carolina State.
November 5th, South Carolina State.
And then what? Number 2 will be Oregon on the 12th.
That sounds about right. That's usually how the season starts.
Okay.
November 5th, you're saying, will be the first Memphis basketball
game. South Carolina State, November 5th.
Okay, well, mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, we're getting to it here.
I know. Like, it's kind of crazy. It's less than 2 months away.
It'll be basketball season, brother.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you got Grizzlies Media Day coming up on the 30th of this month, so everything is coming fast, no question about it. Memphis Madness should be fun. All right, we will come back. We're going to be joined by Jalen Green's stepfather, Marcus Green, at 12:25. We're going to talk to him about how they're feeling about Memphis, what he thinks about R.J. Hampton's decision. We will talk to him about Kentucky, all out there at 12:25. Don't miss it. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN. By the way, really quickly, Kennedy Chandler's father is listening, and he has confirmed that Kennedy will be at Memphis Madness.
There it is.
So don't worry. Don't fret. He'll be there. All right, we'll be back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
It's the once a year half off everything sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If it's in the case, it's half off, except loose diamonds. This Friday and Saturday only, all 4 locations. This is the one half off everything sale in every case at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
The only thing for certain with the change of seasons is constantly fluctuating outdoor temperatures. But with a new high-efficiency Train home comfort system from Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can count on comfortable temperatures inside your home every day of the year. Let Landmark upgrade your old, inefficient home comfort system today and take up to 36 months to pay, interest-free. Call us today to schedule your free in-home assessment at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 fit days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com. CBUCollege.com.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
When the people of Memphis needed a voice on the city council, Frank Colvette was ready to answer the call.
This is Frank Colvette.
That's why Frank Colvette has made a great city councilman. He's always ready to help the people he represents.
Let me know how I can help.
When garbage wasn't being collected in a timely manner, Frank worked with the mayor to create a better system in his district. When our local neighborhood watch programs needed resources, Frank pulled in the Memphis Police Department and got it done. And when Memphis had the chance to achieve universal pre-K, Frank Colvette was the co-sponsor of the resolution that finally made pre-K a reality for all our kids. It's not that often we find a politician willing to listen. So when we do, let's make sure we keep him around.
Glad I could help.
Let's re-elect Frank Colvette. Early voting is September 13th through September 28th, and Election Day is October 3rd. Let your voice be heard. Paid for by friends of Frank Colvette, Anita Harris, treasurer.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you walked into the room, there was voodoo in the vibes.
Mark Giannotto is the sports columnist over at The Commercial Appeal. He's the host of Giannotto and Jeffrey, which you can hear every afternoon from 2 until 4. He says Memphis is getting into the Big 12, and he joins us now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Not much. I saw your promo for the show. At first, I thought you were just really excited to talk to me today.
I don't want you to feel left out. That's certainly a part of it.
Okay, good. As long as that's a part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't feel so bad then. But I'm excited to see who you guys have on. Have you guys revealed it yet?
Yeah, we're having on Jalen Green's stepfather.
Oh, wow.
We're having
on
Marcus Green. Yeah, so we're going to have...
I'm in the Commercial Appeal office, and I was talking with Munns, and I was like, it's either got to be someone either Jaden Springer or someone affiliated with him, or Jalen Green or someone affiliated with him. We were determining who you might have on.
Yeah, so it is his stepfather, and I talked to him a little bit yesterday, and you know he seems like a very direct guy. So I'm looking very forward to that interview at 12:25. But we were just talking about Memphis Madness and sort of the expected guest list for that event. You're relatively still new to Memphis. Why do you think Memphis Madness can be so important in a young man's? I mean, it's not the decision making, right? Like it's not the I just thought Memphis Madness was so great and I wanted to play there. But why do you think it can sometimes sway a recruitment like we've seen in the past?
Well, I mean, you see the arena full. And is there another time in the year where people are more enthusiastic than they are during Memphis Madness? Like, there's certainly times where they're more intense and maybe more passionate, but the enthusiasm that you feel at an event like that, especially one at Memphis, where quite frankly, you know, you just don't, there's like only a few schools in the country who can fill an NBA arena for a glorified pep rally, and Memphis is one of them. Mm-hmm. So it's something they do. It's something Memphis does that not very many other people can do, like are even capable of doing. Particularly now that you know Penny is here, and so I think that's part of it. I think Memphis Madness has done a nice job over the years of being, you know, they play to the recruit. Like, you know, last year, those musical acts, you know, I wouldn't say were the most well-known musical acts nationally, but for the target audience they were going for, every one of those basketball players knew who they were. And so I think that's part of it, too, why you know, they've done a good job at getting, you know, relevant music acts that really resonate with these recruits. But I think it really goes to the enthusiasm. Like, that was what struck me last year. Even just sitting there in, like, the 15 minutes before Memphis Madness started, the electricity you felt in FedEx Forum. And, again, this is for, like, essentially a pep rally. I mean, I'm just thinking if I'm a recruit and I'm sitting there, you're going, man, if it's like this for this, what's it going to be like during a game? And so that's why I think like Memphis Madness is so important, especially now that it's back to being, you know, Memphis Madness. Like, it's just different than, you know, even that one they had with Tubby. I would say that it was better than I thought it was going to be. You know, like, they filled the lower bowl for that, and it wasn't like last year. But even that, like, it's just different here, I think. And, like, you know, like, I've covered a bunch of different programs. Like, Michigan couldn't do this. Maryland doesn't. Maryland used to have Maryland Madness. They couldn't fill their arena for this. Georgetown used to have Midnight Madness. They weren't filling. They would do it at their practice gym. Like, there's just not that many. I think UVA had a national championship celebration earlier this week, and I was looking at photos, and the whole lower bowl was full, and they had a bunch of tables where the court usually is at UVA, and those were full, but the upper deck wasn't full. And you best believe if Memphis had a national championship celebration to raise the banner, FedEx Forum would be full. I think it speaks to what this program is. Like, it's one of the strengths of the program, even beyond the court and beyond what they end up doing this year. Like, this is built in, and this is something, if you're Memphis and you're Penny Hardaway, you want to emphasize, because it's just different. Like, there's only a couple other programs in the country that can do this.
How are you, Munns, feeling about Jalen Green and Memphis's chances with Green? You've seen the way it's sort of lined up. You see that Kentucky's out. And if they get him, Mark, or if they get a commitment from Green, what does it say to the rest of college basketball sort of about the sustainability of this, do you think? What does it say for Memphis?
Well, I'll say this. I think he is easily – obviously, he's the highest-rated recruit that they are seriously pursuing in 2020. And I think he's just the most important, because if he commits to you on December 25th, it's much like when James Wiseman committed. Guys are just going to want to play with him. Like, you are going to guarantee yourself, I think, a top-five class if you get Jalen Green, just because you're going to get other top-rated guys because they're going to want to play with Jalen Green. So, to me, he's by far and away the most important recruit they're going after right now. I do think it would speak to the sustainability, because this is a guy who from day one when they got the job, or when Penny got the job, he started going after Jalen Green. And this is a guy from Fresno, California, who's playing in California, has no real ties to Memphis that I know of. And if you went out and got him like that, you know, it's different than James Wiseman, because James Wiseman had real ties to Penny and the city, and he was here in the city. So I think that is a really good sign. I think it's great that Kentucky's out of the mix. One thing I'm a little, I don't know if scared is the right word, but
concern
I would say is, so I don't know if you guys follow Andrew Slater, but he does crystal ball predictions for 247. And if you go look, that guy has a phenomenal track record. He's 34 of 35 on 2020 recruits so far. And over the years has a 76% hit percentage on his crystal ball predictions with an average prediction time of 208 days. So this is a guy who makes predictions, makes them far out, and is three out That's of four good. Times correct.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, he put in a crystal ball prediction for Oregon for Jalen Green. So that does scare me a little bit because more often than not, Andrew Slater is not wrong. So now at the same time, he just got off of an official visit to Oregon, and he right. still has to go on his official visit to Memphis. And so that's a good sign in that Memphis is getting him last. And all indications outside of Andrew Slater's crystal ball prediction is that, you know, I mean, Memphis has put in a lot of time into this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen when Penny invests a lot into a recruitment, so far he has not missed. So I'll believe it when I see it that he's not going to commit to Memphis. But I don't think just because Kentucky is out of the mix that this is over by any means. And then the other part of it is, you know, I think he's just as likely to go to Australia. I think it's Oregon, Memphis, Auburn, Australia. Like, you're competing with an entire pro league here. I think that's a very real option for Jalen, but maybe his stepfather will clear that up a little when you talk to him here in an hour or so.
Yeah, he told Evan Daniels that he's 100% going to college. I think that was last week or so. And then the other thing is you wish he was going to Michigan. That's the Wolverine man coming out of you. That's what that was.
I know. I'm just messing with you. Juwan Howard's not having as much success so far. He's doing okay.
I'm glad.
But he doesn't have that built-in relationships that Penny had.
What do you think about that? Because I think maybe we did it with you when he first got the job. Maybe we didn't. But do you think that'll go as well, half as well, poorly? How does that go up there with Juwan in Michigan?
Well, Michigan was in a tough spot in that Beilein left so late that there just weren't a lot of options.
Right. Right.
Yeah, like he left for the pros. And so I think it's okay. I am skeptical about Juwan Howard in that, like to me, like, yes, like yes, him coaching in the NBA for a decade is important. Like, he X's and O's, he should be fine. But I'd rather have Penny's pedigree than, say, Juwan Howard or Patrick Ewing's pedigree in terms of, Penny was involved in AAU, had real connections in the recruiting world that he could leverage right away. I'd rather have that background as a college coming in as a college head coach than what Juwan Howard has. And his staff is interesting too. I mean, he hires Phil Martelli. He hired kind of the coach that a lot of people wanted Penny to hire, that former head coach to help him.
Yeah.
But in terms of recruiting, I don't know how Phil Martelli is going to help you that much, you know? And so, I mean, Juwan, he's done a nice job so far, Juwan Howard, of getting involved with a lot of, you know, high-profile kids, but he's got to land some of them. He hasn't done that yet. And until he does, I think there's going to be some natural skepticism. But, you know, he's a Michigan man, and he's got the whole fat. And I think people in Michigan – for a while, like when I was in school, people were still leery of the Fab Five stuff just because the wounds from the investigation were still fresh. And now people up there are ready to embrace the Fab Five again. And so bringing him back helps that a lot. I think you'll see the school more openly embrace the Fab Five more so than they have recently. And so I think it can work. But I think it's riskier than Memphis hiring Penny. I think that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it shows you, you know, that it's not easy. You know, that it's not easy to just be a former NBA player with a little bit of a name to just step in and, like, automatically, like, be an awesome coach.
Well, it's different, too. They're coming from the NBA and not having developed, at least the last few years, right, these same kind of relationships that Penny did coming the way, the route that he did.
Well,
it's completely different. Maybe
smart people knew that Penny situation – smart people did know that Penny situation was very unique. But I do think it also underlines the lazy narratives about Penny that you saw, especially early on, about how, oh, he's just another former player.
Absolutely.
You know, like, Penny's not just another former player. Juwan Howard is kind of just another former player, and we're seeing, like, how hard it can be when you don't have what Penny had. Anyway, we are, of course, talking
to... I mean, just look at Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. But, like, they're just now maybe going to have a tournament team this year.
But
maybe.
But isn't, in fairness to those two guys, isn't it the case with them where they wanted NBA jobs, right, and could not get them? They had tried and tried and been an assistant for years, and so it was almost a, this is the route I have to go. Penny wasn't trying to get an NBA gig and settles for college. So in fairness to Pat and Juwan, right, that wasn't what they originally intended to be, right? They wanted to be NBA head coaches and didn't get that opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
We are, of course, talking to Mark Giannotto. He joins us every single Wednesday. You can hear him from 2 to 4 on 92.9 or read him over at commercialappeal.com. All right, Blue Ribbon. We talked about this a little bit on your show yesterday, Mark, but Blue Ribbon has their top 25 out today. Memphis is 21st. They are behind Davidson, just to name one school. Davidson does not have the number one recruiting class.
And Utah State, by the way.
I mean, how do you, like, when you're submitting this, like, are you just ignoring that Memphis has the number one recruiting class in America? Like, I don't understand how you can come to these conclusions.
Oh, I think it's a little bit of laziness in that you're just saying, oh, well, they don't return anyone. Because, like, clearly the guy who did the rankings here is going off. You know, I'm sure Utah State brings back a lot of pieces from whatever team they had last year. But, like, you know, at the same time, it's just that's kind of lazy. And I also think this is a very real, not necessarily shot, but just a very real indicator of what these national people, how skeptical they are of Penny. Because there's no other way to explain it other than that. Because, I mean, I went and looked it up. I've been pounding this on our show. I mean, 9 of the past 10 years, the team with the number one recruiting class, and now let's be clear, it was Duke or Kentucky. But 9 of the past 10 years, that team with the number one recruiting class was ranked in the top 5 of the preseason AP poll. Mm-hmm. And so now maybe Memphis, you can argue, okay, because Penny's not Coach K or John Calipari. He doesn't have the bona fides yet or the reputation yet. Maybe you don't rank him in the top 5. I don't see how you can rank him 21, though.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, even as skeptical as you are about, like, if you just look at the schedule, this team is going to, like, I don't see how they're losing more than 5 or 6 games, and that's if things don't go well. You know, like they're just not going to lose that many games if you look at the schedule. I mean, maybe things will go horribly and we're totally off on this recruiting class, but I just think I'm not saying they should maybe be a top 5 team, but they should certainly be higher than, you know, 21 in Blue Ribbon, or I think Rob Doster has them at 21. Like, they should be higher than that. And history suggests that if Kentucky was bringing back had the same exact recruiting class and the same exact returners, they would be ranked in the top 5.
Any words of parting words for Eli Manning, Mark, who owned your Redskins for the most part? I think he had 19 wins, the most of that he's had versus any other team. Just any words for Eli Manning and his departure from the Giants?
I said this on the show. I honestly think, like, I know some people don't think he's a Hall or arguing his Hall of Fame credentials. I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't know about anyone else, but and I know his stats aren't as gaudy, but when I just think of who are the quarterbacks I am going to remember from the last 20 years, he's one of the 4 or 5 in my mind. And so, you know, he had a great career. And he played, he had 2 great postseasons where he really, you know, really rose up. He owned my Redskins. I really think this debate, I think his last 5 years or 3 years, whatever you want to, however you want to say it, the end of his career, I think, is marring how we remember him right now. I think 5 years from now, when he's up for the Hall of Fame, people aren't going to remember as much how his career ended. They're going to remember the peak of it when he won 2 Super Bowls and he knocked off, you know, 2 all-time great Patriots teams.
I'm with you. You got to convince your boy Joe Theismann that Eli's a Hall of Famer.
Well, we're putting Eli in because we have to put Big Ben in, you know.
I feel like Joe is probably a little biased because he's not in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And he probably feels like, you know, I'm just as good, you know.
Joe won a Super Bowl. Right.
You know, Joe won a Super Bowl, and I think that's probably part of it. Joe's like, you know, well, you know, if I'm not in the Hall of Fame, this schmo is not getting in the Hall of Fame.
Joe looked better with his shirt off. I mean, you should have seen him. I mean, compared to Eli, come on. Hall of Fame.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not like – I mean, Eli passed for 50 – has passed for, you know, 56,000 yards compared to Joe Theismann's 25,000.
And I don't think Joe was Super Bowl MVP.
Different
I don't think he was MVP.
Joe was MVP.
He was MVP of the league, right, but not MVP of the Super Bowl that he won, was he?
No. But is it not more impressive to be an MVP of the year?
Well, sure, but we're putting Eli in for the two Super Bowls and definitely for the two Super Bowl MVPs.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, but
there have been MVPs in the league that should not go in yet, John. But Mahomes.
Go ask Redskins fans what they remember about those teams. They don't remember Joe Theismann. They remember the offensive
line.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly.
The Hogs.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I just don't, like I don't. Yeah, I'm not saying Joe Theismann should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know how comparable their resumes are because they played in such a different time. You know, like maybe Joe Theismann would have been the Eli Manning of this generation. I don't know. Who the hell knows? Either way it goes, we do know this. You can read Mark Giannotto at the Commercial Appeal. You can listen to him every afternoon from 2 to 4. Mark, appreciate it, man.
Mark.
Thank you.
All right, man. I'll be listening later to Jalen Green's dad. Good luck with that.
Appreciate it, man. Brother. Yep. We are going to be joined by Marcus Green. By the way, his name is spelled G-R-E-E-N-E.
Dang.
Marcus Green. There's an E on the end, which is, like, bizarre, kind of.
Yeah, I left it off, I think. I spelled it, so I sent it to somebody that we were having them on. I think I left off the extra E.
Yeah, a lot of people do that, though. Like a lot, of, but it is Marcus Green.
Is it disrespectful when you leave that extra E off?
With the E. So, anyway, and he's Jalen's stepfather. So, we will talk to him at 12:25 about Jalen, what kind of player he is, what kind of person he is, what they think about Memphis, what they expect from Memphis. Now, they've already been here, but they're coming again for Memphis Madness. So, it is definitely going to be worth your time. We will do that at 12.
Did you know Marvin Gaye added an E to his last name?
He added it.
Did you? Just a little
trivia. It was a different time.
Just a little trivia for you.
It was a different time.
That's what you had me thinking about today.
Anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Jaden Springer wrote about his official visit to Memphis. We will get into that.
I want to hear all about it.
There is currently a man climbing a television tower in Orlando, Florida.
Why?
Yep. Don't know. Can only assume he's white.
In protest.
Yep. Anyway, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Jason Smith for the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store. Well, they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently. We run differently. We walk differently. And our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why at the New Balance Memphis store, they employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape, along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store located in the Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
It's here. The 2019 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Cats and premium leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
There are a lot of SUVs on the road today, but many SUVs lack in sport and utility, not Ford SUVs.
Don't let me go.
Because Ford SUVs offer intelligent four-wheel drive, not to mention ruggedness and versatility.
Your first name is free. Last name is down.
Which means you can drive it like an SUV is meant to be driven. and you can drive it like a Ford.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go. Why? Because they got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South, and they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South, which means they're going to have what you're looking for most likely on the lot. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. They got it all out there on the lot, and they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South, which means they're going to make that car buying process smooth, easy, fun. It's a fun time. You definitely should you should enjoy it. It shouldn't be a stressful time, and that's what the good folks out at Landers do. They make it easy, and they make it fun. So go down there and see my friends at Landers Auto Sales. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Landers Center September 19th through the 29th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating and thrilling rides more than ever before. The Mid-South Fair, September 19th through 29th at the Landers Center. Visit MidSouthFair.com for daily events.
Tired of wearing the same five shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist and delivers clothes right to your door, so you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you walked into the room, there was voodoo in the vibes.
It's lunchtime, why don't you head on over to the Wing Guru, nice and easy. 5699 Mount Moriah, 7199 Stage Roads, where you're going to get the best wings in town. Whole party, boneless, however you like your wings. I like mine boneless. Some say that's chicken nugget. That's all right with me. Whatever it is, it's good. And you're going to get it with the best premium flavors in town.
Yeah, I don't judge you, man. I don't judge you for the boneless.
I know not for that, but you judge.
I do judge, but not for that. You're exactly right. Whatever you get at the Wing Guru, you want to get boneless, Jason, man, get boneless.
That's what I do.
You want to get the all drummies like me? Get all drummies like me.
You do that.
You want to get all flats? Well, I'm going to probably turn you in for being a serial killer. But the point is the same. It is all delicious out at the Wing Guru. They got those premium flavors. Somebody asked me yesterday, maybe it was you. I can't remember what my go-to. It was Jeff today. He asked me what my go-to flavor is at the Wing Guru. Now, this is a personal preference, but garlic sriracha. Like, where else are you going to find a hot wing with garlic sriracha flavor? Only at the Wing Guru.
I heard some folks in town talking about what's the best burger in town. Ain't but one answer. It's over at the Wing Guru, too. It's not all about the wing. Go try Billy's Gourmet Burger. Penny Hardaway likes it. That's right. Been there. Got it 2 times in 3 days, if I'm not mistaken. That's how good that thing is. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
All right, we're going to be joined by Marcus Green here in just a few minutes. He'll join us at 12:25. I mean, I got to get an update on this Orlando man clapping this TV tower, okay? It's a 400-foot tower.
How high has he gotten?
It's a 400-foot tower. I don't know if they've got him down yet, but it is 400 feet in the air. And so, I mean, what would possess you? What would compel you to climb a tower that high? You have to be on basalt.
I would. I mean, it could, again, it could be a protest, John. He's trying to draw some attention to a protest. Like, didn't we just saw that recently? Some folks going on a bridge somewhere. I can't even, it escapes me right now, top of my mind. We just saw something like this.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, hopefully, there's some, like,
he's going to unfurl a flag and we'll know what the protest
is. I'm worried about how this ends. Because do you really think he's going to climb all the way down? You know what I mean? Like, do you really think he's going
to? No, they're going to go get him.
They're going to get, what, they going to get a chopper? They're going to get a chopper and go grab him?
Send some folks up. Again, I haven't seen the visuals of this, so I don't want to say, I haven't seen the visuals yet. This is news to me. And you didn't do the breaking news thing, man.
I didn't realize we had to do that for, stuff that was out of market like this.
Now, are you seriously worried about him? You're going to sit here and ha-ha laugh? Because if he falls off that thing, it's not going to be a funny thing, John.
Well, no, that's a good point. It will not be very funny if he falls off. But the story is, emergency crews from WPTV in Orlando. Emergency crews responded to an Orlando television station on Wednesday after a man climbed a massive tower outside the building. It is unclear why he decided to pull off such a risky move. The climber is currently sitting on an upper part of the tower and is refusing to come down. Crisis negotiators are now on scene. So do you think it sounds like this? People love you! Please come down. Do you think that's what it sounds like? Do you think that's the scene right now?
No.
What do you think the scene? What are they telling him?
I think in these situations, John, you want to keep that person calm and maybe not try to rattle them. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I'm saying, like, isn't that a way to disarm the person? Your wife loves you.
No, I don't know if that works, just yelling it from the ground. You might rattle them again.
Okay.
Don't you want to give that person a call so you can talk, you know, and have a negotiator? Doing the talking, well, someone calm, not with platinum blonde hair, just screaming at him from the bottom, from the ground, might make him jump.
Okay, well, obviously you don't have a better plan. You don't have a better plan to get this man down. I'm trying to tell him that
my plan was give it to Samuel Jackson, give it to the negotiator to call up there. It's a much better plan than you doing it.
Samuel Jackson, he's going to jump. He's going to jump if Samuel Jackson.
Actually, he's not the actual negotiator. In the case of that movie, Kevin Spacey was. And he was trying to talk Samuel off the ledge.
We canceled Kevin Spacey, so he can't be him.
You're right. He can't do this. Not anymore. So that's why we're taking Samuel.
Oh, man. Anyway.
To talk him off.
We'll keep you updated on what happens
is
here.
Is this real?
Totally real.
So we should not be laughing. This dude could fall off, man.
Well, I mean, it obviously is.
You're making it sound like a funny story.
Yeah, it's going on right now. Apparently, this is not the first time that this has happened recently. It's happened earlier in the month, too. So I don't.
It was the Greenpeace bridge protest. It was the Democratic debate. I think it was in Houston that I'm talking about. You didn't see that when they dropped down from the bridge?
If you're going to protest in Memphis, what would you climb? The pyramid? Is that what you climb, the Bass Pro Pyramid? If you're trying to make a statement?
Can't nobody see you up there unless they get the helicopters and do the close-in view.
So you climb the iBank building? You're going to scale that?
I don't do heights. So I'm going to be on the second floor.
I agree. I'm not making it.
It's going to be the second floor as high as I'm getting, and I'm going to be waving a flag.
Like the
Memphis defense, pay attention.
Like the episode of The Office when Michael Scott threatened to jump from the second story.
You know I don't watch that show.
You got to watch it because that's a hilarious episode.
Sound like they're stealing from me in terms of the comedy.
Sounds like this man is going through it, and hopefully he gets down on the ground safely. That's all we can hope for. All right, when we come back, Jaden Springer wrote about his visit to Memphis. We'll go through that. Lots more to come in the rundown. Jason DeJohn, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Transformation. A thorough or dramatic change in appearance. Sure, that's the textbook definition, but it really means we're getting you in the locker room on game day with the new Talladega Garage experience. Come see it for yourself this October.
It's the once-a-year half-off everything sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If it's in the case, it's half-off, except loose diamonds. This Friday and Saturday only, all four locations. This is the one half-off everything sale in every case at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
The best place in Tunica for sports is the best place for football all season long at Horseshoe Tunica. Saturdays and Sundays, it's game time in Bluesville. Doors open 1 hour prior to the first game. Catch all the action on the 15 screens, plus great food and beverage specials, too. Mondays and Thursdays, it's football night at Legends. Catch all the NFL action on the big screen while you and your friends enjoy great football and food and beverage specials. This season, it's Horseshoe Tunica for all your football action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. As most of you know, I don't have a history of bragging or boasting that Five-Ash Roofing is the best roofer in the Memphis area, but did you know we are the only diamond-level roofing professional in the area? We are one of very few local roofing companies that have been in business for 20 years. We've never had a justified claim against us. We are locally owned and family-operated. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingles. We're experts in insurance claim. We do residential and commercial work. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. We support local youth sports and St. Jude's. We have worked with churches and veteran services to help those in need by providing services at a deep discount or even for free. We are currently working with Young Life to give them a free roof on the historic log cabin in Germantown.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.